From the stage of the historic old Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1057th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Jim Reeves.
On a mountain stands a mansion so fine, and it looks down on this cabin of mine. I had a love and I loved her true. Long came a rich man and a lover too. Now on a mountain in a mansion stands my love. Well, he promised he'd buy her diamond rings. Yes, he promised fancy dresses and things. He promised everything indeed, but he can't buy the love that a full heart needs. On a mountain in a mansion so fine. She's not happy there, and I know that she's got pain to bear. My only dream is that someday she'll come right back here and stay in the cabin in the valley with me. On a mountain in a mansion stands my love.
Jim Reeves, a smiling boy from down Texas way, and one of his latest RCA Victor records, In the Mansion Stands My Love. Thank you, Jim, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, it snowed this week, and it's been cold here on the 9th of January. If I ever saw one, believe me.
Yes, Grant, it is pretty cold at the North Pole and here, too, but just think what it's like in Amarillo, Texas.
Well, only folks who live in the panhandle of Texas understand that joke, Jim, but it sure is a fact. Let's leave the jokes to our funny folks and tell the audience who's on the show.
Well, I'm for that, Grant. First off, we've got two of our favorite comedians, Archie Campbell and June Carter.
Yes, and Chet Atkins, Grandpa Jones, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers.
And as our very special guest, that boy, or maybe I should say man, because he's about 6'2" or 6'3", been getting so many honors lately for his songwriting and singing, your friend and mine from Timbo, Arkansas, Jimmy Driftwood. Jimmy will be out here on the stage to sing us a song or two in just a few minutes. Right now, I want all of you to give a real close listen to the sage of Bull's Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Howdy, Jim.
Howdy, Arch. How you doing?
Well, feel tall, but well, considering my age and habits. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful, I guess. Say, how's everything in Bull's Gap?
Pretty good, Jim. It's pretty good up there. It's awful cold. We had a terrible big snow this week.
Yeah, did you?
And deep, boy, that snow was deep. Snow come up your, well, it's according to how tall you was.
Oh, I see.
Paper come out up there, said it was knee-deep to a tall Indian.
Oh, don't give me that stuff, Art. You don't have a paper in Bull's Gap. Everybody knows
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we got a paper up there, the Bull's Gap Tri-Weekly, but, well, of course, we don't need no paper up there, actually, because everybody knows what everybody else is doing. The only reason they take the paper is just to see who got caught at it.
Well, I see. I wonder, how is old Richard Rygolly old Pettigog getting along up there?
He's getting married.
Oh, no fooling.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
You remember Rosie Blue?
I certainly
do. He's going to marry her, and we give the bride a shower. This last Friday night, we give the bride a shower.
Did she? I bet she liked that, didn't she?
Well, she didn't mind the soap and water too much, but that steel wool cut her up pretty bad.
Rosie, she's the one that bought you that bathrobe for Christmas, ain't
she? Yes, sir, and that bathrobe, that's the most useless thing I ever seen in my life. Well, who wants a bathrobe?
Well, Arch, don't you like a bathrobe?
Lord, no. I tried it last Saturday night, and I had to take it off for it to get clean.
Oh. How can you be so stupid?
How can I be so stupid?
Yeah.
I get up early and rehearse.
Oh, help, help.
Don't get smart with me, buddy. There ain't much between you and an idiot.
You know, there's nothing between me and an idiot.
Yeah.
Except this microphone.
Yeah.
Well,
I guess you know you're talking to one of the toughest hombres that ever walked down the road, don't you? I'll have you know, buddy, one time back when Jack Dempsey was in his heyday, I walked up and by granted, I told him, and I called him everything that I could think of. Every dirty name in the book.
What'd he do?
He didn't do nothing. Before he could do anything, I took my right hand, buddy, and hung the phone up.
You ain't tough as you used to be, though, are you?
No, I ain't, Jim. I ain't near as tough as I used to be. I've been a little sick lately. I don't know what's wrong with me. The doctor thinks I've got palpedia the punk.
Oh.
You ever have that?
Palpedia the punk? No,
yeah.
I bet that's bad. It sounds rough.
Told me, says, Arch, he calls me Arch.
Does he?
To my face. He said, Arch, what you ought to do is drink a bottle of wine after a hot bath.
Did you try it?
Yeah, well, I tried, but I never did get to the wine. In fact, I never did finish drinking the hot bath.
You'll have to go.
That's a plug. Before I go, though, if you don't mind, can I make an announcement on the radio?
I guess so.
Well, whoever it was, somebody broke in my house, Jim, and stole my bathtub.
Stole your bathtub?
Stole the bathtub, and whoever got my bathtub, I'd just like to say, you can go ahead and keep the wash rag and the soap, but please send the bathtub back, because it's got my wife in it.
Boy, there he goes, Archie Campbell. Thank you so much, Archie, which brings us down to guest time here at the Grand Ole Opry. And like we told you a while ago, our guest this evening is a man who's been honored greatly in the past several months for his work as a songwriter, a singer of folk ballads, and an all-round entertainer, our good friend from Timbo, Arkansas, Jimmy Driftwood. Come on, Jimmy.
Come on in, Jimmy.
Jimmy Driftwood, coming right here. He is right here.
Homemade guitar.
Howdy, Grant. Jimmy Reeves. You know, it's certainly great to be here with all the other guests of the Grand Ole Opry.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you, Jimmy. But aside from appearing here on the Opry, what else brings you to Nashville on a cold night like this?
Well, Jimmy, I'm celebrating.
Celebrating?
I'm celebrating the 145th anniversary of a great event in American history.
Is that right? Just what is that now?
Well, Jimmy, on January the 8th, 18 and 15, Tennessee's own great Andrew Jackson, the Tennessee boys and boys from all over, they whipped the stuffing out of a bunch of fellers down at the Battle of New Orleans.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Didn't some fella write a song about that?
Well, yes, he did, Jimmy. And, you know, if the boys in the band will gather around the Jordanaires, we'll just all sing it. Here it is, folks, the Battle of New Orleans.
British camp was coming. One night, many as there was a fire. We fired a bunch of more, and they began to run down Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. We opened up our squirrel guns and nearly gave them. Well, we fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and battered his behind. When we touched the powder off the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns at the British camp of cut. It wasn't as many as it was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the bars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
From the sea, he came a-limping into camp, just sick as he could be. He said the dying words of Colonel Packet out. You better quit your fooling with your cousin Uncle Sam. We'll march back home, but we'll never be content till we make old Hickory the people's president. Every time we think about the bacon and the beef, we think about the fun we had with down in New Orleans. We fired our guns at the British camp of cotton. One night, really, as it was a while ago, we fired lots of wood and they began to run down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah! And they ran through the bushes for a
of Mexico.
Well, Grant, here we are in the second week of the new year. Before long, winter will be gone and planting time will be on us again.
Yeah, that's sure, Jim. And right now, I'd like to plant a few thoughts with our listeners.
I'll bet you're going to tell them about Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, about how PA delivers fine smoking satisfaction.
Yes, sirree. That is Prince Albert for you, Jim. Year after year, always the same fine tobacco taste, the same wonderful smoking qualities. No wonder Prince Albert is the largest selling smoking tobacco in America.
And just in case somebody doubts our word, it's like Grant and I always say, the proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
Crimp cut to pack right, burn steady and cool without hot spots. Always fresh for that mild and mellow flavor pipe smokers and roll your own men really go for. Mighty good smoking. Now that's Prince Albert. Last year, this year, every year. Try some yourself and see.
That's Tommy Jackson leading the square dance, playing Fisher's Hornpipe. Here's a song that has quite a message for me, and I hope it has a message for you. It's called How Long Has It Been? How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? Can you call him your? He cared for you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to do them. Thank you indeed. Well, that brings us down to the spot in the show when our good friend Chet Atkins shows us all how a guitar really should be played. This time, Chet plays a number from his new RCA Victor album, Teensville, which will be out in early February, One Mint Julep. That's Chet Atkins in One Mint Julep. Thank you, Chet. Really out of this world. Which brings us down to the spot when we introduce our sweetheart of the Opry, The girl, they say, is out of this world. Or is it out of her mind? Here's Miss June Carter.
Jim Reeves, and thank you folks, too. I wanted to get Archie Campbell out here because we've got together tonight. We've worked our fingers to the bone around here, and we ain't got nothing to show for it. Just bony fingers,
I'm gonna quit.
I am, too. I'm gonna be a doctor is what I'm gonna be.
And I'm gonna quit, be a doctor, and start making an honest living.
Yeah, I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to examine each other, Archie.
That's a good idea. I tell you what, yes, I'll examine you for $20.
Well, if you can find it, you can have half of it. Can't. No.
Run a test on me
there. I think I ought to, Archie. I ought to run a test on you here. Would you stick out your tongue, please? Do you feel bad?
I feel awful bad. I never feel more like I do now than I did a while ago.
Well, stick... Well, no wonder you feel bad with a thing like that in your mouth. It's got a coat on it. That's what's the matter. It's a bad coat.
Yeah?
Breathe, Archie. Bad pants, too. Bad coat, bad pants.
That was my vest.
Well, it's got a few spots on it, but I believe it'll be all right.
Well,
did you want to examine me?
Yeah, would you mind opening up your mouth there?
Let me
run a test. Lord have mercy. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it had a hook in it.
Well, I have never. What we ought to do, Archie, is to look
Let
at it.
Let me have one more. Yeah.
No. Stick your nose in there and I'll bite it off. That's what'll happen. Here, take this, will you, please? That's my x-ray there, and I've got your x-ray over here, and I'd like for you to read my x-ray for
I'll
me,
I'll see
there.
What's wrong with you. I can read these x-rays. Lord of mercy, you...
Read it.
You ain't long for this world, June.
No, what?
That's the worst-looking thing ever I've seen in my life.
Well, no wonder. That ain't my x-ray. That's a road map.
Was that a road map?
Yeah, that's a road map.
Well, I wonder what your liver's done in Knoxville there.
Hey, yours is bad too, Arch.
What's wrong with
it? Oh, yours is terrible. You're suffering with a confused pill of the stomach.
A confused pill of the... Glad you said it.
That's what it is.
What's that?
It's a pill, and it's just sitting there jumping up and down.
What kind of pill is it?
It's a four-way cold tablet, and it don't know which way to go.
Got a bad. I'll tell you what to do for that.
Now,
buddy, I know about that.
What?
Go home and take you a red hot bath. Get out of that bathtub, Jaybird, and sit right in front of an open window.
Well, won't I get pneumonia?
Yeah, you'll get pneumonia. I can't cure them colds, but I can take care of that pneumonia.
Hush. Have you been having any pains here lately?
Yes, sir. I'll explain this to you. Every time I get my arms out like that and get my back humped over and my leg up like that, there's a pain shoots through me, something awful.
Well,
like that.
What in the world are you doing in that kind of position anyway?
Can you tell me any other way to get your britches on?
Well, is that all that's bothering you, Archie?
No, but another thing...
Well, what else is wrong with you?
Well, my appendix has been itching.
What?
My appendix has been itching. You ever have an itching appendix?
Your appendix is itching?
Yes, it is. Just killed me.
Well, that's terrible, Archie. I'll just have to take it out. I'll just have to take out your appendix.
Cut it out?
Yes, sir.
What for?
Well, how else are you going to scratch it?
No,
Hi there, everybody. This is Ernest Tubb with a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. And VA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and the puffin', and the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
And making man, being crimp cut, Prince Albert doesn't blow around or dribble out the ends. And like I sang, the proof is in the puffin'. PA proves right off that it has mild and mellow flavor. So roll your next cigarette with Prince Albert.
Now it's time we welcome back our guest once again. So here he is with his great new song about another American hero, Jimmy Driftwood, singing his RCA Victor record, John Paul Jones.
Yeah.
John Paul Jones was a little boy, pointed to the sea. Said, when I get to be a man, a fighting man I'll be. I'll leave my mark on the ocean and my name in the history. John Paul Jones was the captain of the U.S. Naval Band, fighting for the glory and the freedom of our land. He made those British captains wish that they were on dry land. He fought in the rain and he fought in the sun and he fought in the moonlight too. Fought with his knife and he fought with his gun and he fought till blood ran through.
John Paul Jones was a fighting man, a fighting man was he. He sailed to the east and he sailed to the west and he helped set America free.
Sent their mighty vessels to the bottom of the sea. He took their bags of silver and he sunk their chest of tea. Gave his blood for all free men, his life for the liberty. The Congress of our nation gave him thanks for his command. The King of France gave him a sword of gold, his right hand. All the girls in Boston said, I love that fighting man.
He fought in the rain and he fought in the sun and he fought in the moonlight too.
He sailed to the east and he sailed to the west and he helped set America free. Thank you, Jimmy Driftwood. Thank you very much. And thank you for being with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. Now we'd like to introduce another celebrated character by the name of Jones. Grandpa Jones, who sings us a song about the whole Jones tribe. His recording of When the Joneses Get Together.
All right, here we go. When all the Joneses get together in your hometown, next year there'll be a happy time in old Kentucky State. I'll see the folks ain't seen for years. I can hardly wait. The Joneses, they will come from out north, south, east, and west. They'll gather in the old hometown that they all love the best. They tell me that my Uncle John has sons as old as me. Now, I'm no spring chick myself, don't see how that could be. It'll sure be nice to meet the folks, talk and shake their hand. They may not talk the same as me, but they will understand. Get folks talking, get folks laughing, you won't see a frown. When all the Joneses get together in the old hometown. I wonder if old Cousin Joe will sober up that day. If he don't, he'll never know of the reunion anyway. But if he comes from way out west and brings a jug along, he'll be welcome anyway, it won't be very wrong. Aunt Junie, she'll be the first to get there on the ground, for she's the finest of the cooks in all the country round. Her biscuits and her apple pie fit for any king. Oh, won't it be a happy time when they gather round to sing. Jim, he is the parson up in Shaded Dell. He'll lead us in a word of prayer. He knows the book so well. We never thought he'd amount to much when he started out to roam. Oh, won't it be a happy time when the Joneses gather home? Ten folks talking, ten folks laughing, you won't see a frown when all the Joneses get together in the old hometown.
And thank you, Grandpa Jones. Now, Jim Reeves, time is getting a little short. Do you want to tell the folks a little about your plans, or would you rather sing?
Well, Grant, I would like to plug a show that we're doing tomorrow, a Grand Ole Opry show in Hammond, Indiana. That's near Chicago, Illinois, of course, with Uncle Lynn Ellis up there.
Yes, sir. He's one of our best friends, one of our DJs, and we love to see him down here. And we wish you all kinds of luck, Jim. Okay, neighbors, here he is, our star, Jim Reeves, singing his latest RCA Victor record. You asked for it, he'll have to go.
Put your sweet lips a little closer. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to know. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I'll understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you, he'll have to go. Nice having you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry tonight. And I know you're going to join next week's show because Porter Wagoner is the star, and he's going to bring along Johnny and Jack and the Tennessee Mountain Boys as guests. Now this is Jim Reeves saying thank you very sincerely for being with us, and we'll be seeing you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
If you're just about to light up a cigarette, right about now is the perfect time to ask, are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If that's the case with you, change to a real cigarette. Change to Camels. Believe you me, you'll start to really enjoy smoking again. Because Camels give you that full, rich flavor, that easygoing mildness, that complete smoking satisfaction no other cigarette delivers. No question about it, the best tobacco makes the best smoke. No question about this either. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equal for real smoking enjoyment each and every time you light up. Yes, that's why Camels are the favorite cigarette in the USA for the 10th straight year. How about your brand? Are you smoking more lately but enjoying it less? Then have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.